Brothers and sisters, it's so good to be with you this afternoon. Each time I'm in a new place, I have to get sort of situated here. Been here at the Divine Child before, but just to know the up and down and right and left and so forth. Have you noticed, as I have, in the scriptures after Easter, how sensitive Jesus is to the needs of his disciples? How many times now have we heard him say, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid." And today, he speaks with them and says, "You know, I'm not a ghost. Here, look, here are the wounds. It's me. It's me. And by the way, do you have anything to eat?" And so as they see him eating this baked fish, they say, "Oh, it's Jesus. It really is Jesus." The ministry that these brothers are being admitted to today, the ministry of lector, is a very important one. And I want to commend, by the way, your lectors here. Father Bob did a superb job, not just the deacon, but the first and second reading and the psalm. It engages us when somebody speaks to us from the heart, not just reading off a page. And so it's really proclaiming that you're going to be doing, not just reading. And you can't proclaim with faith until you've meditated and understood the word that you're sharing. During this past week, there was a meeting of moderators of the families of parishes that the Archdiocese is preparing for. And Father Charlie, who was giving the talk, said, quoting an old philosophy principle, nobody can give what they don't have. And so you have to possess the word, or allow the word to possess you before you proclaim it. This is a process of deepening our faith. And Jesus understands this, and he understood it as he proclaimed his word to his disciples. At every step in his post-resurrection appearances, he addresses the need before him. In the famous scene that precedes today's gospel, where he's, we proclaimed it last week, the disciples on the way road to Emmaus, he says, "What you talking about?" "What we're talking about? Are you the only one in Jerusalem who doesn't know what's going on and the things that have happened?" And perfect entry, he says, "What things?" And so they pour out their heart about the persecution and the death of Jesus, the Messiah. And then, once he's awakened their interest and they know that he's listening, he begins to speak and explains to them, using examples from scriptures, how all of this is part of God's plan. And their minds are so opened by his way of speaking that they say to each other later, "Weren't our hearts burning within us as he proclaimed the word?" So this is what lectors and proclaimers of the word want to awaken in those who listen: a burning heart. Somebody saying, "This is Jesus speaking to me." Not just words in a book, but the book just contains them for a moment until they come out of your mouth with your lips. That's where the word of God becomes real and people can hear it. But there's good ways to do that and not so good ways to do it. So all the time that you put into preparing yourself to be a proclaimer of the gospel and the word of God will be well worth it to you and to those who listen to you. So much depends on this that it's, as they say, a ministry that's entrusted to you. Not just anybody can do it. You don't just hand someone a pamphlet or a book and say, "Go ahead, read this. Read this for everybody else." First, you have to understand it and believe it and make it your own. So I welcome you to this ministry for the sake of the church, with the hope that you take it very seriously and that your experience in proclaiming the word will show you just how Jesus intends to touch people's hearts, to make them burn with love for him. I spend a lot of time going around the Archdiocese, especially at this time of year, doing confirmations. And I give homilies, and like most preachers, I think I'm a realist. I don't think anybody's going to really remember my homily. So I say, I'm going to sing a song, and all you remember the song. And the words to the song, however, are most important. The word says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let is the most important part of the verse. It means I'm going to permit, I'm going to allow this light that I have, this fire burning in my heart, to illumine, to set you free, and to lighten up your life. You've had that spirit ever since the day of your baptism. But we pray at confirmation that the Spirit's gifts be poured out in abundance on the candidates and empower them to let the light that they have from Jesus shine forth. I will say to them, I know you're going to receive the gifts because when we pray for things in the name of Jesus, he always gives them. What I don't know is what you'll do with them. And we don't know. It's a personal response that we make to Jesus with the gift of his Spirit. So we know today you will receive this gift to proclaim his word. And so we pray that you be effective, be dedicated in doing it. You already know the words, so... This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the world, all around the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Singing this song, said, I got a verse, and I never forgotten this. A very important one for you who are going to be ministers of God's word. This word says, this verse says, I won't let the devil get out, I'm going to let it shine. Won't let the devil get out, I'm going to let it shine. Won't let the devil get out, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Thank you. That's all you've got to do. Let the word shine. Let the word, this truth that Jesus has given us to share, let it out. Let it out so our sisters and brothers can hear it and be convinced that the same Jesus who was arrested and crucified and rose for them is present in you to share his good news. God bless you all.